Der Rahmen vom Tetschner Altar ist ganz besonders.
Caspar David Friedrich's painting is also known as the Tetschen Altar, and the frame is very special. It is so extraordinary, since the frame's decorative symbolic elements speak to the beholders.
Eine sprechende Ebene hat.
And as curator Holger Birkholz adds, Caspar David Friedrich designed the frame himself, and it was made by his friend, sculptor Christian Gottlob Kühn.
Das ist so etwas, was wir heute vielleicht auch ein Gesamtkunstwerk.
Today we might call this a Gesamtkunstwerk, a total work of art, since the three-dimensional and sculptural fuses with the painterly to create an overall artistic impression. Particularly in this aspect of a total artwork, Friedrich consciously drew on the great medieval traditions of carved altarpieces, which often integrated painted elements.
Schnitzaltären oft auch gemalte Bestandteile gab.
While in his painting, Friedrich boldly broke with accepted Christian iconography, he opted for traditional symbols for the frame.
Und zwar gibt es Elemente auf dem Rahmen.
The frame's elements include, for instance, the five cherubim in the arched upper section, the evening star and the palms in the background, as well as in the lower section, the ears of corn, the vine with bunches of grapes, and the eye of God in a nimbus. The palms at the top are a very classic Christian symbol for the martyrs, while throughout the Christian world, the ears of corn and grapes commonly represent the Eucharist or Holy Communion.
Die in der christlichen Darstellungswelt ganz geläufig sind.
Our curator also proposes a reason for this traditional decorative scheme.
Man kann annehmen, dass Friedrich vielleicht.
It seems safe to assume Friedrich might well have been a little uneasy about the new religious form he had chosen for his painting. So he probably took the frame as a chance to diffuse his picture's revolutionary aspect and used this space for more traditional Christian motifs.
Der christlichen Bildwelt im Rahmen zu vertrauen.